Hare Krishna. This morning, short kirtan and a short class from Srimad Bhagavatam, because I'll be leaving for Budapest later on, and on Saturday to India, provided that the airport strike in Frankfurt doesn't get in the way. This morning, we're reading how Parikshit Maharaj is receiving news of his imminent death. And Srila Prabhupada's short purport also comments on the interesting perspective that although Parikshit Maharaj was an extraordinary person, although he was raised in the family and the household of the Pandavas as to be a very fixed up pure devotee, but still at least in terms of how the role that he's playing, but still the material energy was such that he became attached to family members, a household, other paraphernalia, and so on. Let's not say the material energy, but still the nature of family life was such that he became attached. And that attachment obstructed him from taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So now he says, well, now out of fear, I have to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And the interesting framework of Srimad Bhagavatam is that here's a king who's about to die. What do I do? In other words, the whole narrative of Srimad Bhagavatam is overshadowed by this concept that's repeatedly, it's repeated over and over again, because we keep coming back to Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadeva Goswami speaking to each other, that we need to be prepared to leave this world. And are we Krishna conscious enough? What do we do? And when we know that we're meant to hear Srimad Bhagavatam chant Hare Krishna, then our business is to actually be cultivate Krishna consciousness and attain that stage of absorption whereby we can remember Krishna at the time of death and go back home, back to Godhead. So Bhagavad Gita in that sense is also very similar in that it's spoken on the battlefield. Krishna begins by telling Arjuna, everyone's going to die here anyway. And of course everyone who is going to die is hearing Krishna, and then they've got maximum 18 days. Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days. They've got a maximum of 18 days to fix their minds, absorb their minds in this picture of Krishna driving Arjuna's chariot and be Krishna conscious if they also want to make their lives successful. And it will happen to us. Prabhupada says, ends the purport by saying that when Krishna favors his devotee and he sees that his devotee may be becoming attached or becoming distracted, another way of putting it, then he makes arrangements for him to leave this world. That's Krishna's kindness. Although we may be sentimental, we may be attached to our material bodies, to the bodies of our friends and relatives and family members, but Krishna has no such sentimental feelings. Krishna's concern is that we come back home to him, and he wants us to be engaged with our real family members, and our business as devotees is to see that whatever situation we're going to find ourselves in, and that sooner or later we too, like Parikshit Maharaj, will receive our notice that it's time to go, then we need to see Krishna is calling me. Yes, Krishna is calling me to go back home, back to Godhead, and we accept that. We don't fight it. We recognize that this is the mercy of the Lord. It requires a certain level of Krishna consciousness just to even do that, obviously. So we see that when one comes to reversals in life, then different types of people react differently. The non-devotees or the agnostics, they may end up being atheists, materialists become atheists, and the devotees, they become more dependent on the Lord. As Queen Kunti says, Vipada Shantuta Shashwa, says, I hope these calamities keep on happening, because then we're forced to become more and more Krishna conscious. So, it's reality. It's a reality that often escapes us in terms of our conduct, our way of thinking, but it's the ultimate reality that no one can argue with, and yet everyone is really at pains to remain fully aware of and fully alert of. We are going to die. Srimad Bhagavatam, Prakrit Maharaj, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is telling us that same thing. And they're giving us the instruments how to improve and perfect our lives, and also how to cultivate our consciousness so that we can recognize when Krishna comes, Mrityu Sarvaharashaham, when Krishna comes to us in this form of death, takes everything away, embraces us, and takes us back to Godhead. Avyartakalatvam, a symptom of a serious devotee is that he doesn't waste any time. Something to think about, whether we're making the best use of our time to make ourselves and to make others Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna.